Warm and humid air remained in place across interior New York and New England overnight, with temperatures mainly in the 60s to start out. Some of the higher terrain is back into the 50s, but everyone will see increased heat and humidity today, much like it was earlier in the week. With hazy sunshine and just a few fair-weather cumulus clouds, temperatures will soar through the 70s and well up into the 80s, even to near 90 in some places by the end of the day. With the dew points climbing through the 60s and towards 70, the heat index, or what it feels like outside, will be 90 to 95 degrees. Overnight tonight, it'll remain warm and muggy. We may see an isolated thunderstorm pass through, and temperatures will hold in the upper 60s to around 70. At this point, we'll turn our attention toward the west, where a cold front will approach during the day tomorrow. This front, accompanied by jet stream winds of about 30 to 40 miles per hour, will produce the potential for showers and thunderstorms by tomorrow afternoon, lasting into the evening. Some of the storms could produce locally strong winds, torrential downpours, and frequent lightning. High temperatures tomorrow before the front moves through with the showers and storms will be in the lower to middle 80s. Behind the front, drier air will begin to work its way in overnight Saturday night, and readings will drop back into the 50s. This will set us up for a much more refreshing day on Sunday, with mostly sunny skies, much lower humidity, and a nice northwest breeze bringing cooler air in, with highs in the mid-70s. This pleasant weather will last into the beginning of next week with high pressure in control, plenty of sunshine on Monday in the lower to mid-70s, and a mix of sun and clouds on Tuesday with highs staying in the mid-70s. The next system will head our way from the Midwest on Wednesday and Thursday as we introduce the chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms into the forecast again with highs staying in the middle and upper 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the lower Great Lakes and Midwest. Loosely organized strong to severe storms are likely to increase along a cold front today. While stronger mid and upper level flow will remain well north of this front, the strong instability forecast may offset the lack of stronger deep layer flow and contribute to the development of vigorous multicellular storms. Several clusters and bands of loosely organized storms through the late afternoon and into the evening hours are likely, with marginally severe hail around 1 inch in diameter, as well as damaging wind potential. And hurricane and tropical storm warnings have been issued for Baja California as Hurricane Norbert is moving parallel to the peninsula with 90-mile-per-hour maximum sustained winds. Norbert is expected to slowly weaken over the next 48 hours and remain just off the west coast of Mexico. Despite its weakening, Norbert may produce flooding rains in parts of the southwestern United States into the early part of next week. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 114 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 22 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the upper 80s, Boston sunny near 90, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the lower 80s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 76 degrees, the average low, 56. The record high 91 set in 1973, and the record low 37 in 1974. Sunrise this morning was at 6:24 a.m., sunset this evening 7:23 p.m., 12 hours and 59 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, breezy, warm, and humid today with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight with the risk of a passing shower or thunderstorm and lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, hazy sun, very warm and humid today with highs in the upper 80s to around 90. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight with a passing shower or thunderstorm in the upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, hazy sun, humid today with highs in the middle to upper 80s. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight with a passing shower or thunderstorm and lows in the upper 60s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, hazy sun, very warm and humid today, with highs in the middle to upper 80s. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight with a passing shower or thunderstorm and lows in the middle to upper 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Hazy sun, very warm and humid today in the upper 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with a passing shower or thunderstorm. Muggy with lows in the upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and humid. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, some strong to severe, lower to mid 80s. Mostly sunny and cooler on Sunday, lower humidity, mid 70s. Sunshine through high clouds Monday, lower to mid-70s, a mix of sun and clouds, mid-70s on Tuesday, and a chance of showers and thunderstorms Wednesday and Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.